And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Woo! It goes from like Huntsville back on over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back on over to Gadsden. I'm talking about from all the way down to that beautiful, that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the border. And now what we also once again call Fort Benning, Georgia. And yeah, big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Big old footprint, big old right side footprint. All right, got a few text messages. Let me get a little bit of those. Jeremy from Madison said earlier on my legal disclaimer for Stan McDonald, he said a perfect 10. He said a perfect 10.
It was good. That was a good one. I feel like, though, part of me thinks if I give you a 10, then the bit's over. It's done.
I feel like you're poo-pooing my perfect 10. That's
what I... You know, if you want a participatory 10 from the...
A participatory 10. Are you saying I just got a participation trophy? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not. I didn't say that, no. Sounds like you're taking my words out of context.
Yeah, okay. Michael from Madison just said, I bet that a Supreme Court case isn't going our way. We won't hear anything about it till June. But if it looks like it's leaning our way, someone's going to leak it to the press and make it big to rile up attention. Well, there's that. Although there's really truly only been one leak, and that was Roe v. Wade, which was a generational case. So we'll see. By the way, why don't we know who leaked that? That's really unconscionable. I mean,
that's true. I guess we still don't know.
We don't know.
No,
they won't tell us. I mean, the potential is there that they don't know either, but I'm betting they do.
Surely, right?
Yeah,
they have to know.
Tom, with all the kids up yonder in Huntsville, says my first Columbia subscription was cassette tapes. Yeah, buddy. And listen, I don't know how Columbia House did what they did. But they sold a bunch of albums and they gave away a bunch for free. And then they came after you to get it back. And then they'd find out, oh, you're under the age of 18. Damn it.
Rats.
Like, well, you entered into a contract with a minor who had no authority to enter into a contract under the eyes of the law. So sorry for your luck. But no, it really was pretty awful, to be honest with you. All right, listen, we're going to switch gears. I'm going to Dipper number two. So the fake outrage on Pete Hegseth. My gosh, have you ever seen a bigger feeding frenzy? They are in so in need of someone to basically put on the chopping block. And I mean, literally, the knives are out right now for Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. And I believe that what we're looking at is what I would call fake outrage. Absolutely fake outrage. This is, in my opinion, it's not about Pete Hegseth has got signal gate. He said things he shouldn't have said on signal. Oh, come on. Where were you when, you know, you got Swalwell sleeping with Fang Fang, the Chinese spy, right? Where were you when Adam Schiff is leaking to the media that he's seen the evidence and there was nothing there? Where were you when 21 different members of the intelligence community were saying there's nothing to see here with regards to the Hunter Biden laptop because it's all really just classic Russian disinformation? I mean, the absolute, you know, just hypocrisy of the left when it comes to things like, I don't know, intelligence and leaks is just completely unhinged right now. But that's not really the issue, is it? It's not about that. It's not about at all whether or not something was said on signal that should or should not have been said, which, by the way, is arguable about whether it could or should not have been said. What we're really talking about here is, A, the left hates Trump, and B, the left hates warriors. That's my opinion. The left hates Trump. I don't think anybody can argue that. And the left hates warriors. That's my opinion. And look, I'll be honest with you. I'm a third-generation Army officer. I'm a veteran of two wars. And I'm ready to see the U.S. military completely restored to its full capacity, with its sole mission being building up warriors who will defeat and deter the enemies of our nation. Just saying. And so, like I said, this is not about Signalgate. This is about the left losing their social experimentation petri dish known as the U.S. military and also hating Trump at the same time. And if you watch Pete Hegseth right now, by the way, watch how the troops respond to him. You watch. Tell me when the troops respond to him that that's not legit. When he gets out there and he shakes hands with them and he looks them in the eye and he speaks their language and he jumps down and does push-ups with them, when he goes running with them, when he's there to give them an award, when he's approachable, when he's wearing a baseball hat, I mean, listen, he's their guy. And I think that the left would do well to recognize that the rank and file likes this guy. They're inspired by this guy. Morale, generally speaking, among the ranks in all branches of the service is higher than it's been in years. Recruiting is going through the roof. Accountability is finally back in vogue. People are being held accountable, and I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Military leaders at all levels who cannot support the idea of there being a warrior ethos or having, you know, the whole fool around and find out thing is coming back to bite them in a big way, as they find out that they don't have the DEI backing of the old, you know, liberal squishy Pentagon of the Biden administration anymore. Hegseth is, first of all, Hegseth's going to survive this. The Trump administration has been very adamant that they don't see the issue and that this is a whole lot of to do about nothing. This is the left needing a target. The left has two targets right now. One is Abrego Garcia, who's sitting in a prison down in El Salvador, and they're desperate to get him back because they need a poster boy. And if they get him back up here, you mark my words, it'll be nothing but one press conference after another. He'll be on every liberal talk show. He'll be talking about how life was so hard he didn't understand. He was a good citizen. He was just trying to be a good man, a good father. He was a resident. But here's the other piece they're after right now is Pete Hegseth. They're after him because they thought they smelled some blood in the water, and now they don't know what else to do because they don't have any other blood. And they remember those halcyon days when they got rid of Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Remember that? In the first Trump administration, they began to target, and they didn't want somebody who was going to call out the military and put the defense industrial complex on its heels. They didn't want that. And so the FBI literally came over and made a false representation to him about why they were talking and then indicted him and ruined his life. Mike Flynn ruined his life for a number of years. Just basically trashed the man. And it was so bad that Trump let him go. I don't think Trump's going to let that happen this time. First of all, I don't think Trump's going to let them undermine his cabinet like they did in the first go-round. I think Trump has also realized that if you give them an inch, they will take 5 miles. There is no satisfying the liberal appetite for destroying lives if it means get Trump and stop warriors. So in my opinion, and I pray that I'm not wrong, but in my opinion, Donald Trump, because of what he has personally been through over the last few years, is not going to let other people get trashed like this because he knows that they will not stop. And so why give them something? Why throw them a bone? Because they don't want a bone. They want lives. And Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth is the life they want right now. You watch, I mean, we sit here in the studio, and it's right behind JP, so a lot of times his back's to it, but I'm looking above the screen. I can't tell you how many times I'm watching up there on the screen, and it's Pete Hegseth called into question. Pete Hegseth may be at risk of losing his job. Pete Hegseth, they can't stand it.
I think they're trying to make a mountain out of a molehill.
They absolutely are.
But the caller yesterday who said they wouldn't be doing this if Hegseth wasn't being so successful. Look at recruiting numbers. Look at morale of the troops. It feels like the warrior ethos is coming back. So
yeah.
If he wasn't doing a good job, I don't think they would pay much attention to it. Hegseth himself said that this story came out like a day or two after a bunch of leakers were fired from the Pentagon. So, yeah. You know, put two and two together. Sounds like some angry staffer that got mad that they got fired is now trying to rub or smear Hegseth. So
and the latest story comes from NPR.
Shucker.
NPR, which is at risk of losing its funding overall, right? NPR cites a anonymous defense official who says that there's real trouble with Hegseth in the Pentagon. No, okay. I doubt that. There's zero credibility to that story. So, I think Hegseth's going to survive this. I really do. And I also think this is about politics. It's pure and simple. This is about progressivism versus conservatism. It's also about politics because they hate Trump. This is about the idea of a U.S. military giving us the ability to project peace through strength, and they don't want that. And to me, this is about the military I grew up in. All right. I watched it growing up. I watched what it was like for my grandfather, my father, and then myself to serve and now have a son on active duty. I've watched it for generations. We're a war serving family. And I'll just tell you that the idea of having a strong, and I keep calling it the warrior ethos, but that's what the Army calls it, a strong warrior ethos being restored right now to the U.S. military is exactly what we need, especially in this day and age, because this is not a calm and comfortable world. I got a call. Let me do that real quick before I go to the break. Steve from Tennessee. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I read today in an article all these things that Hegseth has accomplished, not to mention, blasting the Houthis, but there is a bunch of stuff on that list. And I thought to myself, I wish that bad boy would take on the Tom Homan attitude and just basically tell them to pound sand right to their face. because Homan is he's the best I've seen at just telling them, I really don't care what you think. And I fully believe that Trump has Hegseth's back, and for the same exact reasons you say. And I know for this, you've worked in the Pentagon too. That place is crawling with people that got stuck in there during Obama. And he's got a lot of people he could fire would have a knife in his back in a heartbeat. So I'm with you totally. And like I said, Tom Homan II would do me real good. I'll hang up and listen. Have a good one.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you, man, as always. And he's right. Yeah, working in the Pentagon, there's 25,000 people plus or minus under one roof. I mean, it's like a city in a building. It's got stores, it's got restaurants, it's got food courts, it's got massive amounts of people. And there's a bunch of embedded deep staters there, a bunch. And if you don't think the military industrial complex is not firmly ensconced in the Pentagon, you're in a dream world.
I think that's more of the one that people like that can hide. The deep stater folks can hide in somewhere like the Pentagon because it's so big and entangled,
It absolutely is. But listen, I really believe that the left hates the idea of a strong military. I mean, think about what they did. They destroyed meritocracy for the last few years. They destroyed the idea of peace through strength. They apologized on the world stage for ever even having a U.S. spirit, an American spirit. The American dream is secondary to the idea of, the DEI dream, the transgender dream, the social experimentation dream. And all of a sudden, the standards being watered down, recruiting went down, morale went down, Afghanistan was a debacle. And you look at the whole thing and you think, we got a lot of work to do to bring it back from that spot. But we can. We absolutely can. I tell you what, I'm going to take that call real quick before I go to the break. I don't want him to wait through the break. Let me just go ahead and do that real quick, and I've got about a minute and a half. Michael from Chattanooga. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir.
You were talking about the increase in the military. I just wanted to make you aware of something that Paula Kanoff self, she's one of the mothers of one of the 13 that was killed in the Afghanistan withdrawal debacle. She is going around the country raising money, and she has a foundation called Respect and Remember. R2Factor.org is their website.
Okay.
And she raises money for junior ROTC students scholarships. And she's coming to Chattanooga next Monday to give away one of the first scholarships.
Well, Michael, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Did you want to comment on the topic at hand, too, with the military?
Well, see, one of the things is junior ROTC is advancing as far as the number of students who are joining it. So that proves right there that this warrior ethos is going all the way down to high school level.
Ah, outstanding. I just spoke at a JROTC military ball a couple weeks ago, and I would agree with that. Hey, Michael, we got to run to a break, man. Thanks so much for the call. Glad Chattanooga's calling in. Appreciate that.
You take care.
All right, take care. All right, listen, we are on a break. I ran long. Let's do that real quick. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. I just looked up on the screen. So what was it? What set was he on? Was that
TNT Inside NBA?
Yeah, Inside NBA
with Shaq, Chuck, and Ernie, and all them. Yeah,
Shaquille O'Neal, Big Shaq, just like in the middle of a live broadcast, apparently had to hit the bathroom, and he just got up and literally like ran out of the room. And they said that's why he left. They didn't. Yep. We're not guessing. That's what they said.
Yeah, and while he was in the bathroom, Kenny Smith said that Shaq's been trying these shots of olive oil to try to clean his gut. And he goes, oh, it cleaned his gut all right.
Well, it could happen to anybody, I suppose.
And he came back and he said to Chuck, he was like, will you shut up and finish your point so we can go to break and I can use the bathroom? You're talking so long, I have to go.
Well, it's a good thing he got out when he did because he's wearing a light blue suit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, jump back on the text real quick. We got a couple minutes. I ran long on that last segment, but I'm going to come back to this topic. So I'm in fake outrage on Hegseth. That's where we are. It's fake outrage on Hegseth. It's horrible. He has signal gates. Shut up. It's just stupid. Connor from Huntsville says, hey, Phil, Connor from Huntsville, the attack on Hegseth is really the Pelosi wrap-up smear just front and center. I just wish that the Republicans would call it out for what it is. Great show. Appreciate it. Thanks, Connor. You are so right, sir. You are so right. This is an absolute, it's a replay. This is like, but right now, at the very least, though, he's got the B team after him. It's not really sticking that hard. It's not one of those things where the whole world has to go, wait a minute, is something here? Because there's no there right now. And, are people going to screw up? Of course they are. Do you fire them the first time? No. And I'm going to go through some other stuff here about what's happening with you know, Hegseth and accountability in the ranks and where we are on other issues. But this fake outrage is really just so overplayed. Marcus from Huntsville says, here's the biggest issue with the media storm as a whole right now. Their philosophy is that if it's good for Trump, it's bad for Democrats. It must come to an end. Yeah, exactly. The problem with this logic is the nation is never a factor in their decision process. Marcus, you nailed it, brother. It's not about what's good for us. It's not about statesmanship. It's about politics and about never Trump. That's where we are. I mean, he is so living rent-free inside their head right now that everything they do is geared towards how to dismantle his organization or his administration or his capabilities. It's nauseating because the things he's doing are what the vast majority of Americans voted for. We wanted the deportations. We wanted the economic growth. We wanted the military to be strong. And by the way, have you ever seen a more dynamic type A bunch of personalities? Think about what we just had in Biden. Biden would stumble on the stage, say a few words. And go play Scrabble with that guy. You couldn't understand what the words were he's bringing out. And then you look at some of his cabinet members. You had Pete Buttigieg. Okay. You had Alejandro Mayorkas. Wow. You had Merrick Garland, who was like an undertaker, a mortician, when he came out there and he'd speak very slowly and dry. Now you got a bunch of type A people that are out there running and gunning, a bunch of gunslingers. Going to the OK Corral every day, and they're getting the job done, and they're doing it with dynamic fashion. More on this when we get back. Fake outrage on Hegseth. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Taco Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. We got Dipper number two we're in right now, the fake outrage on Hegseth. Y'all, it's really something else to watch. But you know what's happening, though? Hegseth is restoring military culture. That's the truth. It is absolutely a different day. He is restoring military culture to what it should be. He's making people proud to be warfighters. He's making people feel like they've got a mission. He's reminding people that their goals in life are not to just, you know, conform, but to excel. They are not to look around and find someone based upon an ideology or a skin color to be hired. They're looking at someone to being hired and or promoted based upon meritocracy. Like, be the best, promote up. And then, oh, by the way, what that also means is accountability. You cannot have meritocracy without accountability. Keep that in mind. You cannot, this is Phil Williams here coining the phrase for you, but you cannot have meritocracy without also having accountability. Because meritocracy means the best move forward, the best rise to the top. But the best are only truly the best if they are people who along the way have been held accountable and other people were winnowed out who couldn't stand up to the accountability. So when something gets screwed up, someone has to say, my bad. I shouldn't have done that. That was my fault. I take full responsibility for it. And leaders, by the way, should be the first to say the buck stops here. You haven't seen that the last few years. Listen, you haven't seen that the last few years, but you're seeing it now. And you're seeing it. I told you about a couple of them yesterday. The senior enlisted man for Air Force Special Operations is now out of a job. You've got generals who are now out of a job. We have a brand new chairman of the Joint Chiefs who's replaced the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs who was all in the DEI. And then you got stuff like this. The story that I was careful with about a week or so ago has finally played out a little more. Colonel Sheila Baez Ramirez. Sheila Baez Ramirez. She was a commander of Fort McCoy, which is a, if I'm not mistaken, is a National Guard training center in Wisconsin. But it's a pretty robust installation. It's not small. It's a fairly robust installation. Fort McCoy, Wisconsin, Colonel Sheila Baez Ramirez. My concern was the pictures just hadn't been put up yet, but there were empty frames on the wall where the Trump, Vance, and Hegseth images were supposed to be hanging along with the rest of the chain of command for Fort McCoy. And they weren't there. They were empty. What we have now learned is apparently they were taken out. In other words, they were put up and then someone removed them. And she has now been relieved of her duties. A story here on Fox News. Colonel Sheila Baez Ramirez has been suspended. Pete Hegseth himself actually announced it on social media that she has been placed in suspension. There has been no allegation of misconduct, but it certainly falls in the wake of this whole thing about the pictures not being put up. Why is that important? Some may look at it and go, it was just pictures. This is silly. She's losing her career. You know what it is? It's called undermining the chain of command. It's called making a statement about something that is not yours to make. Because when you're in the green suit, there's a time and a place for having your own opinion. And most of the time that's off duty, by the way. But when you are in uniform, the chain of command has to be a, because when you get ordered to take the hill, you do not want people who are raised up in a military where you're allowed to question everything and decide whether you should do it. You're not allowed to be in the military where if the leader says it, it's optional. Because when you're told to take the hill, you take the hill, and that's all there is to it. And right now, what we've had is several instances of leaders who have been raised up in a military where, you know, orders were just like good ideas. We didn't have to follow through. The other one was Colonel Susanna Myers. Remember her? She was the commander of Patufik Space Base in Greenland right after J.D. Vance, Vice President Vance, visited there. She sent out an email to her subordinates on the base personnel and told them, quote, I do not presume to understand current politics, but what I do know is the concerns of the U.S. administration expressed by Vice President Vance on Friday are not reflective of Patufik Space Base. I got news. Yes, they are, because he's your freaking vice president. That places him second in the chain of command for you. And that can't be allowed to happen. And so those folks fooled around and found out. There's also, by the way, I want to make sure I point out, Hegseth is cleaning his own house. So this accountability is not just on Biden appointees. It's not just on people who were hired or placed in their positions of leadership during a previous administration. Because we're watching right now as members of Hegseth's own staff are being relieved of their duties. Just in the last week or so, his deputy chief of staff, his deputy defense secretary, and the deputy defense secretary's chief of staff were both placed on administrative leave along with a senior advisor, all because of alleged leaks in the administration. What that tells me is we're watching a team that says it's not just about whether you were here before we got here and we don't want you anymore. It's about accountability, actual accountability. And that means whether we appointed you or somebody else did. That means whether you were here before we got here or whether we put you there. Accountability. If you're going to have meritocracy, you got to have accountability. I got a phone call. Is that Kareem? Kareem's on line one. Hey, brother, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Good, man. What's up?
You know, I'm sitting here fuming because at first it was just about Hegseth, but now that I realize that they fired this woman because she didn't put the pictures up, but somehow that's more important than him leaking state secrets.
What state secrets?
How? How is, I mean...
What state secrets?
You talk about self, it's about lack of self-awareness.
Wait. What state secrets, Kareem? What state secrets?
This is him and his chat. You know, it's okay for a Republican to say, maybe this guy's not up to the job. Maybe we could find somebody else to do it. Why is that so hard?
Did you,
why
must let me ask you something. Did you care?
And do all-
hang on a second. Did you care back when Eric Swalwell was on the National Intelligence Committee and he was sleeping with a Chinese spy, Fang Fang? Did you care about that?
Yes, I remember that. Yes, I remember that. And they should have let him go. They should have disciplined
okay,
him.
Okay, well, I'm glad
but
to hear at least you're bipartisan
give
on this
man
one.
A free pass.
Well, did you care when the 21 different members of the Intelligence Committee all said that it was Russian disinformation about the Hunter Biden laptop?
You see, this is what I'm talking about. You keep talking about things. Hunter Biden laptop. Hunter Biden was not the president of the United States.
Okay.
So his laptop is not important.
It was.
Pete Hegseth is the department of the head of the Department of Defense.
My
should
point.
Not
my point, though. My point, though, is that you're expressing your deep concerns about whether or not he may or may not have violated some tenets of the National Security Act. But the reality is you didn't care about
job.
It as much when Democrats were doing it.
Listen, I just don't think he's up to the job.
It's, okay.
Now, you being a military guy, if anybody under you would have did that, would they still be in the military?
Had done what?
Would you still be in the
signal
military?
Thing? Yeah. As a matter of fact, I really. So here's the thing. I've carried a top secret clearance with an SCI status, and I've worked in SCIFs, and I've been read onto what they call SAP programs. I fully understand and engage the process of national security. That being said, what happened with that signal thing was a gaffe, but it was not what everybody's trying to make it out to be. It's really not. It's just not.
But he's still doing it.
He's still
he's
doing
still
what?
He's still doing it. Isn't that?
You know what you got?
This talking to people that he shouldn't be talking to about our military secrets. He shouldn't be doing it.
Well, hang on a second.
You're getting wired up, and
what you're talking about? Are you talking about the second round of Signal Gate that they're trying to make out of the
I'm
New York Times
the
article?
First in the second.
Okay.
And I'm talking about how you
the
guys
first
are putting yourselves in the pretzels.
The first one is already blown by. Hang on a second. I got to get a word in edgewise with you here. The first one is already blown by and been proven to be a non-issue. The second one
The second one
is coming from a report from the New York Times, which is unsubstantiated and has no actual source attached to it. It's being reported that he talked to his wife and his attorney.
So tomorrow when they come out with the actual text, because I can see it coming already, are you still going to justify for this man?
It depends on what he said.
Get rid of him and put somebody else in the position.
How about this? How about this? If they come out and they say something operational before the attacks occurred that are really truly violations of national security, I'll be concerned with you. But how about this? What if it turns out that he was texting his wife on Signal and his attorney was involved and it was after the fact and he said, man, we got the Houthis today. Why would that matter?
Because I don't believe it played out like that. I believe this guy is a Fox News host or an opinion news host, and he just can't keep his mouth shut. He likes to brag about the things that he's doing, the stuff that he has access to. He's like a big child with a new toy. He doesn't belong there.
Have you looked back at some of the people that were in the positions they were in under the Biden administration? I mean, my gosh, Kareem, you had the absolute B team, maybe the C team, if that, playing some of the top roles in government under the Biden administration. You had that dude, Samuel, whatever his name was, who was a transgender fetish artist wearing dresses to work while he was working on nuclear security issues. I mean, and stealing people's luggage at the airport.
But did he spill any state secrets? I don't care what he was wearing. Did he spill any state secrets? Did he?
What you're looking at there is a dude who never should have gotten the job. All they had to do was look at his social media and go, that one's a bad idea.
Hold up, because just on the strip that you do the transgender thing quite a few. Let me ask you something. If you really got to go to the bathroom, let's say you had a bunch of Taco Bell.
Oh, where are we
and
now?
And you really got to go to the bathroom. If you go to the men's bathroom and it's fully, it's a line around the corner and the woman's bathroom is open, are you going to use the woman's bathroom or are you just going to make it happen on yourself?
Well, hang on a second. Are you talking about like the one stall at the gas station where ain't nobody going to be in there? Or are you talking about me walking in on a bunch of women saying, sorry, ladies, I got to use the facilities?
I'm just talking about it doesn't matter. If you got to use the bathroom and you have all the stalls that they're already locked up.
You know what this is telling me? What this is telling me is you so lost this argument right now that you don't know what to do, so now you're talking about bathrooms.
No, I'm just asking you, what would you do? What would you do? Would you just use the bathroom on yourself because you don't want to go in and say, excuse me, ladies,
Kareem,
I have to use the toilet?
Kareem, you're hurting your credibility right now. Brother, come back.
I'm just asking you questions. You won't answer a simple question.
I cannot let you continue doing this to yourself. Please stop. Please, please stop.
I'm just telling you. The man don't belong in the position. He's like a big child who don't know how to handle the power that somebody has given him.
And see,
get him out of there. Put somebody else in there that can.
And see, here's the thing. I've talked to people in the ranks right now, and I'm a retired veteran myself, and I can tell you right now that the vet community, by and large, feels a whole lot different than you do. They're looking at a guy right now who has their back, who's raising morale, and recruiting is going through the roof. All the numbers don't lie, and we're back into a warfighter mode, and I think y'all can't stand it. That's what I think.
Yeah, okay. It's all I'm saying is that it's just not about you and them. It's about the whole country.
Love you, man.
And I just don't think he's up to the job.
All right. See you. Love you. Bye. See you, Kareem. Take me to a break, man. I ran long on that one. I've run long on every segment lately. I get great callers, and they just want to keep me all the way past my break time.
It's just one of those shows.
It's just one of those shows. Phil Williams. Right Side Radio. And what you just heard there is exactly what this dipper is called. Fake outrage about Hegseth. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, dropping some truth bombs in here. That's what we're doing, dropping truth bombs. So, by the way, clear indication of where we are right now is I've got two screens up on the wall. On the right side is Fox, on the left side is CNN. The Fox side, President Trump is taking live questions right now. In the White House Oval Office, the media is gathered. They're asking him anything they want to ask. He's answering questions off the cuff, no notes, no teleprompters, and just taking questions. And he's giving them all kinds of information on, like, the relationship with China, what's going on with everything else. On the left screen, it was what's going to happen with Pete Hegseth, because surely there's a scandal. They're not even doing the president's stuff right now.
Nope. We got to do our Hegseth narrative, pre-written stuff, manufactured outrage first. That takes priority.
Manufactured outrage. Okay, so by the way, one of the things that Kareem was alluding to a moment ago was there is a second allegation now of a signal chat. By the way, admittedly, CNN just showed it. The alleged signal chat, if you're not familiar with Signal, it's an app you can use. It's pre-approved by the Department of Defense because it's supposed to be unhackable. It's also erasable. And there's a second Signal chat where allegedly Pete Hegseth shares information about military airstrikes in Yemen with who? His wife, his brother, and his lawyer. First of all, does that even make sense? But secondly, how does anybody know that? How does that even leak if it happened? I don't know. Did his lawyer break attorney-client privilege? Did his wife break spousal privilege? Did his brother turn on him? What is happening right now? How does anybody even know? Was somebody sitting at the coffee table and looked over there and saw what they were texting back and forth? It begs the question. But Hegseth has already said, too, this is a nothing burger. The reality is, he said, this is, by the way, somebody said earlier, they wish Hegseth would, that was Steve from Tennessee, said, I wish he'd go Tom Homan. It's amazing what he is saying. Hegseth lashed out at criticism during the White House's annual Easter egg roll on Monday, saying, this is what the media does. They take anonymous sources from disgruntled former employees. They try to slash and burn people and ruin their reputations, and it's not going to work with me. He said, we're changing the Defense Department. We're putting the Pentagon back in the hands of warfighters. And anonymous smears from disgruntled former employees on old news does not matter. Well,
and so after the first signal gate incident, you know, he almost got a bit too defensive, in my opinion. But I think this time around, it was better on his end.
Yeah, that was his first. That was his first scandal in the public eye, and it's not going to be his last because he was a Republican. So there, you do have one Republican calling for his ouster, though.
Who's that?
Some guy I never heard of before, Representative Don Bacon. He's a Republican from Nebraska. And Don Bacon is himself a former Air Force general, apparently, who now chairs the subcommittee on cyber. He said, I like him on Fox, but does he have experience to lead one of the biggest organizations in the world? And then he said, I'm not in the White House. I'm not going to tell the White House how to manage this, but I find it unacceptable, and I wouldn't tolerate it if I was in charge. Okay.
Well, you're not in charge.
Don, but you're not in charge. I suspect he won't get the Trump endorsement on the next go-around for his re-election.
probably not.
And then a couple of other things on this, and then we'll wind it down. Hegseth is not taking things lying down. The Democrats sent out a tweet saying, Pete Hegseth needs to go. Very compelling. That's all they had. His reply was, your agenda is illegals, trans, and DEI, all of which are no longer allowed. And they came back and said something like, nanny, nanny, boo, boo, or something. I don't know. It was kind of ridiculous. But the reality is he's a high-value target because basically, if they can get him, they get Trump, but they also get rid of warriors, and that's what matters to them. They can't stand warriors. They can't stand Trump. Manufactured outrage, that's where we are. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.